All right, now we go live to New Hampshire to our PR professional, Chuck Sink.
Hello, Tom.
How you doing?
I'm well, thanks. Good. How you doing today?
Say hello to our guest producer for the next few weeks, Sarah Elizabeth Carabetta.
Good morning, Sarah. Nice to meet you on the phone.
Likewise, good morning.
So our topics today are, we're going to start with, since it's vacation season, you're going to tell us about summer in the beautiful New Hampshire area.
Oh, wow. Where do I begin, Tom? Yeah, I know you've traveled up here some, as I'm sure many of our listeners have. I've lived here all my life. I grew up in Manchester. And as a young child, I used to go up to Lake Winnipesaukee at a friend of the family. They owned a beautiful camp up there and invited us up, and we water skied, and I just loved it, and I fell in love with my own native area here, and it is kind of vacation land, but I think that's Maine's slogan. There are so many things you can do here. It is kind of a four-season place because we've got all the mountains for skiing. We've got beautiful fall foliage, obviously. There's not a whole lot to do in the spring except maybe ski some. But in the summer, boy, you know, we get the weather here is just about perfect. For example, today it's about 70, 75. It's a light breeze. The sun's out. And, this is what we get. It usually hovers around the 80s. It might get up into the 90s for a week here, a week there. But I don't even have air conditioning in my home. And I just think the summers here are just ideal. The lakes offer a tremendous amount of recreational activity from all kinds of boating. You've got Lake Winnipesaukee, which offers pretty large craft, boating opportunities and sightseeing and touring. And, there's lots of great fishing, bass, salmon, trout, you name it. So where else can I begin, talking about beautiful summers in New Hampshire? You know, we do have a seacoast, only 18 miles of it, but there's a lot to do there. There's a couple of areas that are lesser talked about or perhaps publicized that I could speak to a little bit as well. You know, maybe some hidden secrets up here that people don't know so much about.
Well, those are the Lake tips. We love trends and tips.
Okay. I happen to live in central New Hampshire, south central. So being a small state, I'm able to drive just about anywhere pretty quickly. And in my backyard is what we call the Lake Sunapee region, or the Dartmouth Lake Sunapee region. And it consists of the area along Interstate 89. Once you get up past exit 7-8, you get into this region that's it's not mountainous, but there are many hills and lots of lakes, and of course Lake Sunapee offers similar opportunities to Winnipesaukee. But the Sunapee region, it's a little quieter, and there's lots of inns and beds and breakfasts up in this area. And if you're looking for a quieter kind of vacation stay, with lots of, really quaint little hamlets and small towns and villages, this is a great spot up just in my backyard here.
What are your three favorite restaurants?
Geez, I'm going to talk about one that's in that area called Bubba's. And Bubba's is a place in Newbury, New Hampshire. It's right on Newbury Harbor, at the southern end of Lake Sunapee. Mm. And they offer some really good seafood selections. Pretty standard fare there, but great service and just a beautiful view. Very nice people, clean and so forth. What else in my town, there's a little place called the Everyday Cafe, and it's become somewhat of a tourist attraction because it's an eclectic little place, but their food is terrific.
And what town is that? What's your town?
That's in Contoocook. It's kind of hard to pronounce, but
Contoocook.
Contoocook.
All of it sounds wonderful. I mean, just I have a whole mental picture of everything going on. We are going to be asking for calls on topic 203-757-1320, but continue on because this is
riveting.
Ooh.
Oh, riveting. Well, let's see. Where else can we
one
travel?
One more restaurant. You had to give me three.
Okay, so we're gonna go down. Oh, so restaurants. Okay.
One more.
Yes, so I gave you two, right? Bubba's, I gave you Everyday Cafe.
And in Contoocook, New Hampshire.
In Contoocook, New Hampshire. Okay. And so then when we head into Concord, which is really, really the closest city to where I live, there's a place, there's a Thai restaurant, and I'm trying to remember the name because I'm drawing a blank.
The Bow Tie.
But it's the only Thai restaurant in Concord, New Hampshire. And it's really quite amazing. It's on North Main Street. And it'll come to me before the end of the show, I'm sure, but I'm just drawing a blank. There's a place on also in Concord called O's, and it's a steakhouse.
Mm.
It's a place. It's kind of cosmopolitan. It's in a newer building right on Main, kind of a somewhat of a corporate environment, if you will, kind of a downtown restaurant, modern, contemporary. But just excellent steaks. And last but not least, I'm going to head down to Manchester, the biggest city. And the Hanover Street Chop House is really something pretty well known these days.
That's perfect Father's Day gift, huh? Out.
Say it again.
The Hanover Street Chop House.
That's a perfect Father's Day gift, huh?
It would. In fact, I gave my father-in-law a gift certificate to that place. So, sure, good idea.
Yeah, we've been on the theme of some words of wisdom that we've gotten from our father over the years. Is there anything you'd like to share about your father or another father figure in your life that has shared some words of wisdom with you?
Oh, boy. My father... he was the father of 12, and so I was his youngest. And so I was on the receiving end of a lot of his wisdom, and he had mellowed out some, after raising 11 other children. So his words of wisdom, he really gave me the gift of faith. And I observed him. He was a very humble man all the way to the end. So I don't necessarily have specific words that I want to share that come to mind, but I would say that humility is something that I observed from him as a positive trait, and not to be mistaken for timidity or something like that. But we all know what being humble is, but it's kind of a difficult concept to really apply or talk about in terms of yourself. But so he was quite a figure in my life until 2011. So those out there who have had the gift of fathers in their life, present and past, this is a wonderful time to reminisce and recollect.
Absolutely. And the gift of faith is such a powerful gift to receive. Mm. Chuck, I run a nonprofit in our Waterbury community called Acts 4 Ministry. And Tom and I have been talking about many wonderful events this morning that are supporting many wonderful causes through our great city. Do you represent any nonprofits that could be similar to any one of that we've mentioned, including a nonprofit like myself in your community?
I was a charter member of the Hopkinton Rotary Club. Hopkinton is the greater town that actually encompasses Kentucook Village, where I live. But the Hopkinton Rotary Club was founded in 1996, I believe, and I was one of the charter members there. I did have to leave the club about 5 years ago because of business commitments, but they really do some wonderful work. It's all about service above self, and they have a wonderful ethical test called the four-way test, which we used to recite, and they just, if you follow the four-way test, is it true? Is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? What are the others? Any Rotarians out there? What's the other two? They're principles to live by and to serve by. So Rotary is the one I can think of right away, and my church has a ministry that I participate in locally here as well.
And I think what we're looking for, because I know you have an expertise in social media, maybe you could give Sarah a couple of tips out on ways that folks can use your services with regard to social media or promoting their nonprofit in a nice, friendly way.
Oh, thank you, Tom. I don't work with too many nonprofits, although I am working with a couple of libraries now, a couple of other organizations from time to time, but the social media is one of the better, put it this way, I think nonprofits can take advantage of social media better than most commercial businesses because of the sincerity of their message and the fact that social media is really a socially driven, it's designed that way to connect people with each other based on mutual interests, being able to share those interests and so forth. So Facebook is really a great platform for it. It takes its knocks and maybe deserves them from time to time, but it does provide a free, pretty open forum for people to communicate. Nonprofits to have a page of their own, a nonprofit page, I just suggest really using the tools that Facebook offers free. And if you have the funding and you really want to get a message out to a targeted audience, use the advertising platform on Facebook. And it may not require much investment either to reach your specific audience in a very effective way and in a personal way.
Chuck, we love the fact of being able to use social media to share our story. We recently had a story that we shared on social media that rendered some great support for our nonprofit organization. And you talk about the social elements to social media and people wanting not just instant gratification information, but something that picks them up. What we recently did was we set up a blog called Poema, which is the Father's Love. And it was something that we wanted to do to reconnect, having your message clear. Nonprofits that are out there that could be listening, we share our story based on a cause, which is very social and emotionally oriented, where a business has a direct either service or product that they're focusing on. And social media has been wonderful. But in addition, we did take that blog and it took a step up in terms of how people responded to what we were sharing in the service, the connection that we have, and what would be your response to that for, nonprofits or businesses in the community to find ways to relate to their consumers?
Well, good question, Sarah. You mentioned your blog as kind of a step up just now in ways to better engage your community, and that gives you a kind of a longer format to communicate a deeper message, I suppose. And a blog can be every bit as interactive as any other website page. So it gives you an opportunity to really shine with your message, whereas if you're limited to a social media platform, you're limited to that defined space that they give you, whereas on a website you can really customize the experience. A blog is just a great way to journal your continuous thoughts and share it with your audience. And it, and of course, it offers a link that's readily shareable on all social media channels and across the internet.
Chuck, it sounds like, though, you should have experience with this, and especially if you're not a good writer. Talk to the folks a little bit about why it might be good to hire somebody like you that can write and understand what channels this will go to.
Well, yeah, thank you. Not everyone, you know, relishes sitting down and composing original material and you know, coming up with a real quality written piece. It's really a lot of work, let's face it. My little company called Chuck Sink Link, it's named after me and my newsletter, the Chuck Sink Link newsletter, you know, started out as a content writing specialty, and it kind of grew from there into more of a marketing services agency. But I still have a specialty in writing, and so you know, if you have trouble getting you know, a good 500 word article on a blog, let's say, you know, you can hire a writer. You can go to an agency that is used to producing web content, that maybe has writers on staff, or maybe you just hire a freelancer, or you can hire my firm, and we'll listen. You know, we have a specialty in really sitting down and listening to everything you have to say about your organization or your cause or whatever it is that makes you tick and that's going to be valuable to your target audience.
What's your website?
We listen,
Chuck,
carefully, and so, you know, getting someone to write for you, and that's a quick study, you know, that's always helpful.
What's your website?
It is chucksink.com. That's C-H-U-C-K-S-I-N-K.
All right, hold on a minute. I'm going to pay the bills, but if you look on the Tom Hill Facebook page, Chuck did a fabulous expose on me and my business, and he's a wizard at that. So hold on a minute. I'm going to play a few commercials, and Chuck, we're going to come back for a little wrap-up with you way up there in New Hampshire.
1320 W-A-T-R. Hill's Gallery.
We're so happy to be in studio with Chuck Sink, who is our guest for the 11 o'clock hour. Chuck, we're about to wrap up. Any last final tips that you can share with listeners?
Oh, last final tips. Well, if you want to communicate a message, whether it's through social media, the website, or anything else, I would say keep it simple and, you know, keep it consistent, so that when people hear it repeated over and over again, they'll remember it. So those are just, you know, that's pretty simple stuff, but people have a tendency to complicate their messages, and I ask them to keep it simple so we can all understand it right away.
Speaking of concise, share with your web, phone, and ways to contact you if people want to reach out after listening to your wonderful wealth of knowledge.
Well, thank you, and glad to. My website is chucksink.com, and my telephone number up here in beautiful New Hampshire, vacation land in the summer.
Amen.
There we go, 603-345-7223.
Beautiful. I really appreciate you coming on. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and if you are a father, happy Father's Day to you.
Indeed I am, and happy Father's Day to all, and to fathers at heart.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you, Tom and Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye.